Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier Pierce, and this is City Views. The Broadway Center Cinema wants to make going to see an art house film a bit more comfy. Today on the program, we are learning about Salt Lake Film Society's campaign to upgrade its theater seating and more about its mission to bring first-run foreign independent and documentary films to Salt Lake City. Joining me in studio is Tori Baker. She's the executive director of the Salt Lake Film Society, a nonprofit that runs the Broadway and Tower Theaters here in Salt Lake. And Tori, great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Salt Lake's Film Society has until April 6th to raise $54,000 to replace its 1,100 theater seats. And you can find out more information on our website, kcpw.org. Tori, before we get to your current campaign, tell us a bit of the history, the mission of the Salt Lake Film Society.
Sure. Well, we're 11 years old now, so we've
11.
Been around a while. I know, it's time flies, right? But we originally started because there was really a void in our city with cinema. So you can certainly go to a big Hollywood movie and you can go to the larger, you know, 22-plexes and see the content that's coming out of Hollywood. But there was nothing that was really for access of cinema that provided a diversity of cultural content, LGBT cinema, documentary and thoughtful content that was also curated, something that was presenting the current artists in cinema as well as things that would present, say, you know, a historical Cary Grant film or something and give you something, a light into film. You know, that sort of tells you about your history as well as sort of the art of film. And so the Film Society started 11 years ago at the Tower Theater alone. So it was very small, and it's very difficult in the art house world and still is across the nation to run a one-screen movie house.
Sure.
So about a year and a half later, the board of directors had the foresight and the bravery to jump into a contract at the Broadway, which was a six-screen cinema. And that actually started to really make the Salt Lake Film Society into one of the strongest art houses in the nation.
Now, I understand 250,000 people see the movies at the Broadway Center Cinema every year. That's an incredible amount of traffic.
It is. It's one of the largest arts audiences in the state. It's definitely the largest arts audience of any Zap-funded organization. It's because of the dynamics of cinema that's a little bit different than performing arts. There's repetitive performances that are at a low ticket dollar cost, and they happen very often during the day. You know, each film happens five times a day. So it allows for a lot of foot traffic and a lot of economic development to be centered around cinema. That's one reason that we have an $8 million economic impact in our city. And that's one reason that anytime you see a development that pops up, typically they're going to put some sort of movie house in that development. So we're following that business model, yet at the same time curating on an artistic level. So it's a really interesting combination.
How do you explain the high interest of in independent films, in documentaries, in foreign films, in this community? I mean, that this is a tremendous resource, and people are taking advantage of it. What's the appeal?
Yeah, well, the appeal stems from either entertainment, you know, some things like The Artist or King's Speech or the broader, more what you'd maybe say are Oscar titles that lure people. Those films have a lot of marketing dollars, and people see them on TV or they see the interest in the awards, and they want to come to those. The smaller films have to do more with what's going on in our city or the zeitgeist or what's in the mind of people today. So say the Iraq documentary is something that's on the mind of people today. So they want to hear and they want to see through the lens of filmmakers and artists and documentarians what's happening in the world.
What is the appeal of seeing it in en masse, in a communal setting, in the
right.
auditorium?
Well,
how is that different from, you know, getting something on Netflix?
Right, right. Well, certainly seeing something on the big screen, you know, film enthusiasts around the world will give you all sorts of reasons on why you have to see movies on the big screen. But it does have to do more with your community and experiencing that town hall sort of environment where you're going to be able to go and see something and then also have a dialogue about that. And that's whether you're doing that with Andy at the concession counter or whether you're doing it with your friends that you came with. It's about that meeting place. It's also about a night out and entertainment. It's about, I want to get out of the house, I want to get off of my couch, and I want to go have dinner and a movie. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's exciting to have seven screens total. And that's one of the things, the keys actually to the success of the Salt Lake Film Society as far as comparative to other art houses around the nation and how well they're doing and how many people they're drawing in the doors.
Mm. We're speaking with Tori Baker. She's executive director of the Salt Lake Film Society. Society, a nonprofit that runs the Broadway and Tower Theaters. And if you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. So you want to make going to see an art house film a little easier on your backside. Tell us about the Creature Comforts campaign.
Yeah. So, well, we knew that we wanted to do something that would sort of make an impact with our
patrons. A very direct physical impact.
Exactly. And the one thing, the one feedback that we hear the most is, you know, your seats are getting old. And the venue itself is 22 years old. Mm-hmm. So those seats are 22 years old. And while comparative to, you know, other theater seats or, you know, some other venues in the city, they might be in pretty good condition, it's still the one thing people compare them to in our world is what you see at the great Cineplexes with the stadium seating and everything.
Sure.
So there's a higher expectation of comfort level when you want to go to a movie, per se. So what we're doing now is we're trying to raise enough money because we came up with an opportunity from U.S. Development and George Smith, who has 1,100 seats for us. So we originally came up with a campaign where we were going to buy one auditorium and do this very slowly because seats in the theater world are very expensive because they need to last 22 years. So we thought we could get one auditorium for $54,000. And George came to us and said, I have 1,100 seats for you, and I can get you your entire venue for that cost. But I need to get rid of these seats very quickly. So we had to amp up our program to a 4-week campaign to try to meet his deadline in order to get these seats. But it's an incredible opportunity for us because we'll be able to redo not just the seats, but paint the flooring. And that will really make a difference to the experience that you're having when you're inside our cinemas.
Who is George Smith?
George Smith's with U.S. Development, so he's a developer in the city. He works a lot with the Larry Miller Group and their theaters as well. So they're doing a lot of retrofitting of theaters. He has a lot of experience with them. And so his opportunity to come to us with this allowed us to get six for the price of one, essentially.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. So a dollar for dollar match. What kinds of seats are we talking about?
So these will be high back seats. They're cobalt blue in color. You can come see them at the Broadway. We have a bank of four of them. You can sit in them, check them out. The armrests come down. Cup holders are in the armrest, which we're really excited about because then you don't lean forward to grab your drink. It reduces spills. And they're very comfortable. So we're really excited. We're also putting 48 inches of leg room in front of them. And part of that is due to the height of the seat, but that's also going to allow for expansive comfort for people who are tall and want to sit in the middle sections and have been sitting on the aisles for years.
Well, it sounds like you're under the gun. You need
yes.
to appeal to the community.
Right.
You got a deadline of April 6th.
April 6th, because we have a dollar-for-dollar match and also to meet George's deadline and avoid storage of the seats and avoid other costs that we would incur that would make the project a lot more expensive.
Mm-hmm. And so how are you doing?
We're 36%. So we are just under the $20,000 mark. So everybody that donates gets anything from a commemorative pin that says that they support the Film Society to a membership. There are also options for them to purchase an actual seat that would be dedicated to them in their name. So
wow.
They would be able to get their name that this seat was donated by, you know, John Smith. And that would be a great bragging right for many years to come for a donation level. So you can check that out on the website.
Okay. We'll have a link on our website as well, kcpw.org. Before we go, Tori Baker, just give us some highlights. What's going on at the theaters this weekend?
Well, this weekend we have obviously all of our regular movies. So the one that I would recommend for people to see before it leaves is A Separation, which is the Iranian film.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you see that. We do still have The Artist, which is the Oscar winner. So make sure you see that on the big screen if you haven't, because that's definitely meant to be seen that way. And then upcoming in April, we have a Sing With series and West Side Story is coming. So we'd love to see you guys there. You can find that information on our website as well. It will include prop bags and MCs and lots of fun. So,
and Tori, we look forward to hearing more about this. If people want to get involved, do they go to the website? Do they call you? How do they find out more about the Creature Comforts campaign?
Yeah, they can do either. All of our telephone numbers are on the website, but that's at saltlakefilmsociety.org. And that's going to get you to the Broadway and Tower information as well as special events like the Singua series, or we have a Czech film tour coming up and a Mexican film tour. So we're always doing, we do about 110 events outside of the first run cinemas.
That's terrific. terrific. Well, good luck with the campaign.
Thank you so much.
Tori Baker, Executive Director of the Salt Lake Film Society. City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Next time, we're talking about heart health. We'll get an update on the latest research and treatments for your ticker. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.